Blog Talk Radio.
America Health Crisis, your host Paulette Young. We have another hot topic for you tonight. Men's sexual health impaired by supplements sold over-the-counter. Can these over-the-counter supplements cost men their life? Join us in this hot topic by calling, dialing in 858-769-4936 and press 1. I'm your host, Paulette Young, and we'll be joined by Selena Lindsay. Some men purchase over-the-counter supplements for their sexual problems. The expense of prescription drugs may be too high. Some men do not want to discuss their sexual problem with a physician. They turn to over-the-counter supplements like ginseng, horny goat weed, Ginkgo biloba, another one's called fenugreed, or F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-D, maca, that's M-A-C-A, L-arginine, D-H-E-A, that's a hormone. The purchase of the dietary supplements have increased over the years here in the United States. There's limited information on how safe is the product. We really don't know. It's not enough research, not enough documentation. However, they have seen some tragedies with the use of the supplements. Even though we're a pill-pushing, vitamin-pushing society, still don't know what's safe and what's not. Some supplements they have that the men are taking, they're not pure. And a lot of time people think they are pure, and they're not. Again, you have reached America Health Crisis. If you want to be a part of the program tonight, just call in 858-769-4936 and press 1. This is your host, Paulette Young. So supplements are not pure. There's not enough scientific study on the safety of the dietary supplements. So if you have a pre, if a man has a pre-existing health condition, taking these supplements might be dangerous. How dangerous? Well, it can, some it's been known some things can cause seizures, headaches. They can pass out. Everything that says it's natural is not natural. Some of the products that say that they're natural and they can't, like there's one that contain, or some of them contain small amounts of what they call phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors. Or I'll give you the initial PDE51S. It can't be sold in the United States without a prescription from a doctor. Traces of this PDE51S is in the supplements. And yet, it's still, you don't have a prescription to buy a supplement. You can have a supplement without a prescription. So the problem with that is patients with heart disease or who take nitrates like nitroglycerin are at risk for a drop in their blood pressure to an unsafe level if they use the PDE, at, I mean 51S. And normally that's used to treat erectile dysfunction. If one have like liver impairment or kidney disease or enlarged prostates and is being treated with, say, something called Flomax or terazosine or deoxazosine, they shouldn't even take the PDE-F1S without a doctor's supervision. It can be very dangerous because it can cause dizziness and causing a person to fall, and that's bad. But it's been shown that there's 81% of the over-the-counter products bought here in the United States and Asia contains the PDE-51S. Yet, normally to get that, you need a prescription, yet it's in the supplements. And some of you might not have known that. Then you have it's a hormone called DHEA. It's produced in the body also. And it's said that it does not suggest that it has any benefits. Yet people, especially men, will take it because they think they're going to have this enhancement. Then you have another one called fenugreek, F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K, and there's no evidence of adverse effect. The other thing is it hasn't been studied either. Then you have ginkgo biloba. Even though there's no evidence that it helps men have a normal sexual function. No evidence. However, it can cause headaches, seizures, and bleeding. And men are taking it and they don't know that. Then you have ginseng. It can lower your blood sugar and can be risky if the person's diabetic. So if a man has diabetes and he takes that because he wants to improve his sexual function, he can also end up with a drop in his blood sugars. That can be dangerous. Then you have what they call L-arginine. It causes a drop in blood pressure. It has increase in sexual behavior, but then you have the other problem with it too. Okay, you have what they call MECA. And it has increased in sexual behaviors in animals, but not in humans. So what's right for the dog is not okay for the human being. What would be a good thing for men to do? Eat some fruit to reduce your risk of erectile function or dysfunction. The fruits are known to help you. There's so many things on the market that we take because there's no studies and we really don't know if it's risky, if we take too much, how much is too much, we really don't know. Just like vitamin E, people were taking that because they figure, you know, that would help them. But when you take the vitamin E, you have a chance of increasing cancer for men who take vitamin E. They have an extreme risk for cancer. Just like the risk of taking vitamin A can reach toxic level and a person dies and they don't know that. So there are people that, I got to have my vitamin A or I have to have my E vitamin. And they're taking all these vitamin supplements and then they end up having another problem. And physicians aren't advocating you take all this stuff because they know, because that'll put them at risk too to even suggest that you take these different vitamins. Again, you're on American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, and your call-in number is 858-769-4936. If you want to talk or you just want to call in or you want to make a statement or ask a question. Okay, I'm going to go for a little short commercial break right now.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
A businesswoman.
I am an artist.
An educator.
A sister.
An advocate.
A leader.
A queen.
I am a friend.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone.
Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved.
Hi, again, you're on American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking. You can call in 858-769-4936 and press 1. And I love that commercial on HIV because it does suggest that you should be tested. If you're going to get involved with anyone, there's two tests, and you can know within 9 to 11 days your status. The first test is an antibody test. It's not the real deal. It just tests for antibodies. Then if that test shows positive, then they give you the real test. And that one is the RNA test, ribonucleic acid test, and it looks for the genetic material to the virus. So do what Red Cross does. Red Cross has to give both tests. They don't have 3 months, 6 months to a year to wait for some results when you have a test that you can know within 9 to 11 days. And the other thing is our young people, we're at 50% of all new cases below age 25. So it's important to get both tests, the antibody test and the genetic test. That's the standard test and the RNA test, or if you want the long-term ribonucleic acid test. How are we going to get the numbers down if the correct procedure is not being done? And the only people that are doing the correct procedure is Red Cross, the U.S. Armed Forces, because you don't want a bunch of sick people fighting a war, if there should be one. And then if a mother's pregnant, she can be tested also. Because if she is positive, they can treat the unborn baby. So when that baby's born, it will not have HIV. It'll be HIV-free. So get tested. Use both tests. Hi, Selena.
Hey there. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
All right. What do you have for us today?
I thought we were going to talk about some of these ingredients that these people like to call supplements for men.
I know. I said, I had no idea how bad. And that one that they slipped in on the men, I thought, wow. It's in a lot of, I think they said it was in maybe 80% of the supplements, which is really dangerous because only a physician can prescribe that particular one. They use it in Viagra, and that was the initial is PDE51S. They have it in a lot of the supplements, especially the one the men is using for erectile dysfunction. And that's unfortunate. And it's called phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitor.
Yeah, well, so there are a number of them. I sort of went looking through Google, and there's just a massive amount of them. Everything from, and they have some very interesting names, like Maxload, Serial Vital, Biohard, Max Hard 3D, all the Max, Male Response, Desire, and what
oh, I love that one. So that makes you buy it.
Well, check
good
this
marketing.
Out. The one that's Biohard, Biohard is actually made for both the male and the female.
Oh, wow.
And supposedly all of the ingredients of it are supposed to be natural.
Well, it's been said that what they're calling natural has impurities, and that's and with the impurities, that's where the problem is. It's not natural.
Well, yeah. Well, basically, what gets really interesting is every last one of them has this basic precaution on them, and it gets very interesting. If you want to say a man is going to take this stuff, and in answering our question whether or not it's good for him, it's right there on the vital. Is it good for you? If it's going to give you hives to your mouth, your throat, your chest, if you're going to possibly have chest pain, make you feel lightheaded, or get this one, have a painful erection lasting more than 4 hours.
Or we
can have some real fun, which is called, you're going to have a hearing loss. You might have ringing in your ears, a runny nose, a real headache, an upset stomach, and all of this for male enhancement.
Wow. And as my pastor would have said, all of this for 8 minutes of pleasure. Somebody else said 3 and 4 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And you got another 24 hours to live. Wow. Is it worth it?
And some of these products, I didn't have enough time to really do thorough research, but.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Okay, it looks like the call got dropped accidentally. I'm not quite sure why. Anyway, we were talking to Selena Lindsay. She'll be back on the line in a moment. She's the chief financial officer for Sowing Seeds for Life, which is the second largest food bank in Los Angeles County. And if you want to donate or help out there, you can call their number. It's 909-392-5777. As Selena had mentioned, that there's a lot of supplements for the men that are causing harm to them rather than good. So people need to think twice and probably do a little research, do a little bit more research on the product itself before you continue to take any of these supplements. Okay. Selena Lindsay's back on the line. Hi, Selena. I'm not sure why the call had dropped.
Me either, but it looks like we're having these kinds of problems tonight.
Is it because it's a hot topic?
could be. Maybe the name was a dial tone.
Because I looked on the board and I said, is that called drop? But why? My hands ain't touching nothing. So, go ahead. You were.
Yeah, well, I was about to tell you that I found a couple of interesting products in, that were maintained inside of at least 10 or 15 of them. One that I found very interesting was they call it Peruvian ginseng. Now, this is the real interesting thing. It's not Peruvian. Okay, it doesn't come from
really?
Peru. No.
Oh, it doesn't come from Peru?
No.
Where it comes
it's
from? It's
a American, this is what they call it, an American root. And the primary thing that's in it is, get this, the primary thing that's in it is estrogen.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So that gets real interesting with men, don't it?
Yeah. You're giving them female hormones. To make them feel better. So that chemist that said that, they turn men into women.
Yep.
Check their, ingredients out.
A real interesting situation there that it's not even oriental or any of that. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just some ginseng somebody in America threw in the ground.
And so they use that term to get you to, well, then those Peruvian beans ain't from Mexico then.
Here we go.
And you think you're getting a foreign bean to try something different, and it's probably made here in the United States. Now, that is interesting.
Yes, real strange kinds of things, which we continue to find in all these various topics that we seem to go wandering around in. And
so
also
what is your take on there's not enough scientific study on the safety of any of these things?
Well, that's the whole problem. And most of them even state clearly on the bottle and even in their website, that it hasn't been on, this is a bad thing to say, but it hasn't been on the market long enough to have any types of testing or clinical trials. So all you can find is basically people, in some cases you may find, say, 560 that have taken them, and you find 102 of them satisfied and 200 of them dissatisfied, which was more interesting to me because what I began to find was, also back to answering one of our questions, is this stuff good for you? Well, first of all, according to my findings, in most cases, 75% of it doesn't even work.
Mm. It's like taking a placebo.
And the highest recommendation that came with the majority of what I felt were possibly maybe, a Mikiodor type a product, because nothing works 100% for anybody.
Oh, Lord, it's dropped again. I wonder why. Okay, Selena's call dropped again. They must be having some trouble with Blog Talk Radio, because that's the second time the call has dropped. But anyway, we're talking about men's sexual function. Is it impaired by supplements that they take? Because a lot of men do take a lot of supplements that they feel will help them have an erection. But what happens is some of them end up with seizures, rashes, even death. They're not sure if it's a supplement, but they do know something took place when they took the supplement. Hi, I guess that's it dropped again.
Yes, it did. It looks like it keeps kicking me out of there.
Yeah, that's Blog Talk Radio. That's not the board at all, because I'm not even touching anything. That's there. It goes,
Well, kind of the same thing.
This is the first time.
I'm not touching the phone.
Yeah, me neither. And I looked at it, and it drops.
Mm-hmm.
again, we were talking about, this is Selena Lindsay was on the line, talking about men's sexual function impaired by supplements. Some, there's evidence that they really don't know if it helped or did it hurt them. Because of, you got to have accurate documentation. And we're here in the United States, and they said they normally have to do a 5-year study instead of just say, you know, yes, this does cause harm. And then I often wonder, you know, how much do the drug companies play a role in not seeing that, you know, these supplements, or our own country, why aren't they studying the supplements? Because it is cheaper to take a supplement than it is to take a prescription drug. Okay, we got about almost 2 minutes left, and Selena Lindsay's been on the line. She's the chief financial officer for Sowing Seeds for Life, second largest food bank in Los Angeles County, and their number is 909-392-5777. If you'd like to donate, they will accept donation. If you'd like to help out, they're at 1350 Arrow Highway in the city of La Vergne. And we'll be on the air next Monday again with another hot topic. Today's was men's sexual function impaired by supplements. And Selena Lindsay gave us quite a long list of some of the supplements that are given. Some supplements cause the blood pressure to drop. To if a person has liver failure or kidney failure, and they're taking these supplements, that can cause, it can cause death for some things when you're mixing it with certain medications. It causes an effect to that. And again, we'll be on the air again next Monday. You'll dial in 858-769-4936. This is your host, Paulette Young, and you were talking to your host, Selena Lindsay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and, because we only have like a minute. All right, Selena, I'll hear you next time.
Okay, great.
Martin Luther King's birthday. He was a great man, and all those that worked side by side with him were great too, because it took a team to accomplish what he accomplished that some of us won't even accomplish in a lifetime. And that was equality for all. Didn't matter about which race. He preached for all races. We'll be on the air next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time, with another hot topic.